Wanderer. Dis you? Good. We can proceed. Nuff said and told about the world's misery, lad. All the ingredients for the catalyst are right in front of ye. The apocalypse. Fight or flee. Resist or succumb. Life or death. Conquer or surrender. Our 15th tale. I had a nightmare.
At night, I dream, but my dreams turn to nightmares, and I can't escape.
Brandon, wake up! Wake up!
Wake up!
Mom!
Brandon!
Mom!
Brandon, it's okay, honey. I'm here. Shh, it's okay. It's okay.
I can't escape.
So, Miss Wilburn, you came here because Brandon's nightmares are still a thing?
Yes. Yes, very much so. He... I'm sorry, just... It's hard. He wakes up in the middle of the night and it's like he's getting murdered. God, the screams.
I understand. You must be going through a lot. With the passing of your husband and... We'll just have to adjust the dosage. It might help with the night terrors. And I would also advise to keep coming to see me. We are making progress, even if sometimes it might be hard to see.
Okay. Thank you. Ever since he's gone, it's like I lose control of everything. I don't know if... Is it because of that damn orphanage? Did he see what happened?
I understand.
I make Mom sad. I don't want to. It's not my fault, right? She tells me that it's not my fault, but... It feels like it is.
All right. Good night, honey.
Don't forget Mr. Snuggles.
Oh, I would never. Good night, Mr. Snuggles.
Good night, Miss Wilburn.
Oh, so he's one of my students then?
No, he's a bear.
Only my students call me Miss Wilburn. It's not even my real name.
What is it?
It's a secret. But I'll tell you in Snuggles. It's Mom.
Mom?
Yeah? I'm sorry, Brandon. I didn't...
It's okay. Never mind. Love you.
Love you too.
Good night.
Good night, little man.
My eyes are closing. I can feel my body shutting down, falling asleep. I can't escape. No! No, 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 not again! The creepy castle. Every night, I'm back here. Back in my nightmare. The floor is made out of black and white tiles. It's cold. Hold. And the stone walls rise so high, I can barely see the ceiling. And this music.
It's creepy, isn't it?
Ow! Brandon, why'd you do that?
You talk? Mr. Snuggles, you talk?
Why, yes, of course I do.
But you're a teddy bear.
And this is a dream, little Brandon. You just woke up inside a huge creepy castle. Why wouldn't I talk?
I... Yeah. This strangely makes sense.
See?
I keep coming back here. But I don't know where here is.
A dream turned to nightmare.
But why this castle? And this music?
You recognize it?
I think so. I've heard this before.
Oh no! They know we're here!
Who?
You don't remember your dreams, huh? Humans, you're all the same. You could live the craziest of dream and then forget about it the next day like it never happened.
But now's not the time to debate. Quick, Brandon, we have to hide. Hey!
What?
I can't run! I'm a teddy bear!
Sorry.
Hey, not by the legs! Ow! You're dragging me on the floor!
Sorry.
Thank you. Here, hide behind this plant.
But it's in the middle of the room.
And it's the only piece of furniture in this damn empty room. Now go!
Okay. What are we hiding from?
This.
I try to control my breathing as I hide from this giant monster lurking around. Is enormous. It has chains around his neck like a loose animal. Enormous fangs and claws. Blood dripping from its mouth. The scariest thing I've ever seen.
Brandon! Brandon! Brandon!
It's exactly how I pictured it. Back at the orphanage, when the kids showed me their drawings of it to scare me. It was that thing. Shit.
We have to go! Faster! It's gonna catch us, Brandon!
We just run helplessly down an infinite hallway, when suddenly...
What's going on? Why are we so slow?
Why am I running in slow motion? I'm not in control of my dream! It's going to catch me!
On your right! On your right, a tunnel!
Snuggles is right. There's a crawl space. Gotta go for it!
Keep crawling, Brandon! Crawl!
Get back here! What? Tasty, tasty! Little Brandy! Brandon! Brandon! Brandon!
Did we lose him?
We did, Brandon. We did.
Why couldn't I run faster? I don't get it.
This is a dream, Brandon. What do you think happens when you imagine the worst possible outcome?
We have to keep going. We have to escape.
Agreed, partner. Keep your head up high. We got this. It's just another night.
It's that music again.
Yes. Something or someone is playing it.
Why?
I don't know, Brandon. I'm sorry. What I do know is that this is our goal. The light at the end of the tunnel.
What do you mean? How do you know so much about this place? And how to get away?
This isn't our first visit, Brandon. That monster? You created it. You're scared of the drawings from when you were at the orphanage.
I really didn't like that place.
I know.
Some of the kids there, They were mean.
Yes. Yes, they were.
I wish I could. I wish they would just die. I would kill them. I never thought it could get worse.
You mean...
the... bad room.
Well, little Brandon, off we go. You still have more tests.
Tests?
I wish I could say more.
Okay. Oh, so dusty.
You tell me. It's all in my fur now, thanks to you.
What is this place?
A study.
Snuggles is right. It's a study. Filled with books. A giant table of chess. And a burning fireplace. Do you see a way out?
I don't. The door handle's too high. We'll never reach it. Why is everything so big around here? It's like we're a mouse. What was that? It came from the ceiling. Brandon? Brandon!
I don't want to look. A cold breeze reaches me and blows the fire away. I can feel something standing next to me.
Brandon.
Boo. Peek-a-boo. Boo. 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 Boo.
A clown. Tall and skinny, red hair, sharp teeth, long pointy fingers, made of wood, and its face is all messed up. A marionette.
Oh, sorry, boy. I am not used to playing with such little toys.
Will you ever forgive me?
Well, now that is not polite. Little Brandy.
We need to think here, Brandon.
Shut up! So small. So predictable. You will never escape this place. Mommy can't save you, little Brandon.
What is it doing?
Oh no, it's contorting.
I can't move. I'm frozen in fear.
Brandon, it's about to run after us on all fours. We have to go now.
It's Dad's creepy marionette from the shed.
Brandon!
I don't know what to do.
Ow! Snap out of it and get us out of here!
Run. Run. Run! Run!
Climb the bookcase!
You thought you could get away. You thought you could escape us. Every night, we come back. You come back. And all you can do is run. Run. And run. And run. To the same place.
Keep climbing, Brandon. It's on the table.
The lie.
Brandon, Brandon, calm down and listen to my voice.
The music room. The bedroom.
Brandon, it's your dream. This is your dream.
My dream.
This is a dream, Brandon. What do you think happens when you imagine the worst possible outcome?
My dream. My dream. The marionette loses its grip.
Falls on it.
No, no.
Crushes it. No. Kills it. Brandon, you did it. You faced your fears.
I did.
Now let's finish climbing this damned bookshelf and get out of here.
Right. To the music.
Brandon, look! A door! And for some reason, this door is our size! Go for it!
And it leads to the music. How is that even possible?
It's a dream! Who cares? Go!
Yeah, but... this... I'm scared, Snuggles.
Me too. So let's do it together. But scared.
This is... the bad room.
Yes. Here we are. Again.
Again? What do you mean, again? I never want to be here again.
And yet, this is your dream, Brandon. Not mine. It's them. They're the ones playing. Right there.
I know this room. I know this music. I know this man. I recognize his clothes, his hair, his hands, his melody. I know you. I've known you my whole life before you left it. And now you live in my dreams and haunt my nightmares. You're the one who's responsible for the bad room. Who used to play music as I was chained to the radiator, as I was forced to watch. The one I called Dad. He slowly turns around to look at me.
Brandon, I don't like this.
I'm completely frozen in fear.
Brandon!
The man who hurt me so much. The man who made the bedroom.
Brandon! Brandon, run! You monster! Get away from him!
Make it stop! Make it stop!
Brandon! Brandon!
Please! Make it stop!
It's okay.
I can't escape.
It's not working. Why is it not working? Yes, hello. It's me. We tried therapy, we tried meds, everything. It's not working. He still remembers. He knows what we did in the room.
Apparently, you've been doing better, Brandon. This is good.
Yeah.
How's your sleep?
It's all right. I guess.
Good. Because last time you had trouble sleeping?
Not anymore. I'm okay.
All right. Well, I'm happy to hear you say that, Brandon. Clearly, this is working, so let's keep going like that, okay? Same pills, same sleep schedule, same everything.
Okay.
Dr. North is requested in Sector B. Dr. North, Sector B.
Already?
Thank you.
Okay, Brandon, that's all for us today. The nurses will bring you back to your room, okay?
What?
He's starting to freak out. Bring him to his room before he makes
no,
a scene.
No!
It's okay,
room.
Brandon.
Not
it's been your room,
room
for the last two
Not
years.
The room. No!
Do you see it, lad? Can you feel it? Our connection to death remains. Oh, I feel it too. The embrace of the sea. The welcoming chants of the sirens to Davy Jones' locker. To the infinite depths of the waters. I can feel it inside of me. Healing me. Making me visions clear. Like opal kissed by the ocean's bed. Enough of the coffee! Fucking hell! Now leave me. Let what you've learned today sink in.
Everyone, I would like to thank you for accepting the offered position for the examination and repair expedition out to Outpost Freestead.
My God!
Are you seeing this?
Quieta. What the fuck?
Then go do it then. If we can leave, we need to get moving.
This storm is not normal. We must leave.
The White Vault. Available for free, however you listen to podcasts.